Hi, this is a dictation for Diane Young, D-I-A-N-E-Y-O-U-N-G. Diane Young is a date of birth 10-20-1949, date of accident 5-16-2022, date of service 11-2-2022. The patient presents back herself, and she reports that she is looking forward to have a redo surgery for her lumbar spine. As we know, she had a operation in the lumbar spine almost in 2015. Due to severe arthritic issues, and that was done at Surgery Center Hospital on 8 Mile Dequindre by Dr. Hausman, I think. She has had a decent recovery. And she has been suffering from all of these issues, but then she had an accident where T-bone on driver's side as a resident driver on May 16, 2022, leading to further pains in the neck and lower back and both shoulders. She is unable to lift her arms beyond 110 degrees of abduction and flexion. She has a constant numbness and tingling of both legs posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion, with lower back pain shooting to 9 and involving both the tailbone joints or sacroiliac joints and also both shoulders. The neck pain is also present to the tune of 8. Headaches are also present, but they are not extremely bad at all. They are mild. Patient reports that her pain level varies from 8 to 10, and reports that her ADLs are affected, are not very much affected. She is able to carry out her activities of the daily life, and 80% relief patient reports that has been obtained from the pain medication, physical therapy, etc. In the system review, patient does not have any headaches, no dizziness, vertigo, no vision disturbance, double vision, no blackout seizures or fainting, no confusion, disorientation, lack of focus or loss of memory. There is a history of anxiety and difficulty sleeping. In the pain and numbness patient reports, there is a lower back stiffness and shoulder stiffness, but there is no neck stiffness, jaw stiffness, or any pain in the wrist, hand, or knee or extremities. Some pain in the shoulder is listed, but it's mild to moderate at the level of 6. The radiation of the pain to the legs is also lessened, much lessened. She is able to walk with a cane reasonably well, up to several blocks. GI patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports of frequency and blood in the urine due to the infection that she suspects. And she was told by the Dr. Hausman office where she is going for clearance of the physical exam before surgery. She has no incontinence of the urine and respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has remained the same, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol, Codeine, and Ultran. Substance abuse patient utilizes marijuana for the pain relief. In the compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. And the physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 131 over 98, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the physical examination will be the same from previous visit, that is September 6, 2022, dictation number is 0906-042. Plan of care. Diagnosis will be the same. Plan of care. I'm okay with the patient undergoing a checkup for her um, cervical and lumbar MRI pathology that are quite complex, and she has extreme arthritis on top of it. The MRI for the lumbar spine, or for the cervical spine, shows bulging disc at C3-4, herniated disc at C4-5 and C5-6, and bulging disc at C6-7 with severe indenting of the ventral thecal sac, bilateral neuroforamina narrowing, and severe facet joint arthritis. While in the lumbar region, patient has bulging disc from T10, 11, T12, L1, L1, L2, L3, L4, L4, 5, and L5, S1 with severe facet joint arthropathy, ligamentous flavum arthropathy. She has a hardware still placed on the lower spine in the lumbar region. The patient has been re-injured on 5/16/2022. She was referred to a spine specialist of Michigan, Dr. Redden, for focusing on either spinal cord stimulation device or redo surgery for the cervical lumbar spine. She also has been referred to Dr. Gary Gilliard for right shoulder issue where there is a complete tear of the supraspinatus tendon for further repair. The MRI just came today on it, and she's advised to have an injection in the supraspinatus tendon, and there is a fluid in the shoulder joint for which an injection to the right shoulder is advised. In the medication-wise, patient is provided with Skelexin. The patient is provided with the following medications. Naprosyn 375 twice a day with food, and with Acifex 20 mg twice a day, Neurontin 600 mg three times a day, Lidocaine gel 5% three times a day, Wellbutrin XR 150 mg daily. Along with this, no pain medications are provided. Patient does not want any more physical therapy, as she wants to have a surgery done and be done outright. So the surgery has been, the physical therapy has been canceled. However, she remains disabled for work, household replacement, and transportation help. She'll be seen in another 15 days to find answers, and an injection for right shoulder, intra-articular, and supraspinatus tendon will be done today. Thank you.